We need to understand as a country, we can be about growth and jobs and environmental stewardship. And I will say to you that farmers and ranchers across this country are the first environmentalists, are the first conservationists.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt recently made a trip out to a farm in Williamson County to address 150 farmers from across the state about the Waters of the U.S. rule. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton.
Your greatest asset is your land. And I know you care about the water you drink, you care about the air that you breathe, and there's no bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. that cares about it more than you do. So God bless you for what you do to advance those issues in the state of Tennessee. And farmers and ranchers all over the country are helping us make better decisions on how we regulate because of the kind of dialogue we're having here today.
Williamson County farmer Eddie Sanders hosted the event on his farm, and he said he feels positively about what EPA is doing.
It was encouraging to me because they've been doing some things that kind of backs up what he was talking about. That's already in the process, and hopefully we're going to get some things done, and the way he talked, I think we will.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken introduced the administrator and said this is a first for Tennessee.
I don't know that we've ever had the EPA administrator address a group of farmers in our state before, especially out on the farm like this. That's the reason you have 150 Tennessee farmers, because there's excitement, there's hope with the changes that he's making in the EPA, and it's just a great time for Tennessee agriculture.
And according to Pruitt, the purpose of the visit from EPA was to not only talk about what EPA could do to get WOTUS right going forward, but to partner with stakeholders to be able to work together to achieve water and air quality.
We want to make sure that voices are heard across the full spectrum of these issues and make sure that we are making informed decisions in Washington, D.C. that creates an objective, measurable definition of what a water of the United States is so that farmers and ranchers don't have to guess.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.